Yo, it's Ben Greenfield. Let me paint a picture for you, a pretty picture for you. I'm actually kneeling on the floor of my hotel room with a microphone sandwiched in between a pillow here in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm in my hotel room because I was just speaking on how to fuel the ancestral athlete at this conference called the Weston A. Price Conference. And basically, they're really into like lard and ghee and butter and raw milk and fat-soluble vitamins at this conference. So I've just been like dumping copious amounts of like cod liver oil and dark orange butter down the hatch. So my apologies if I'm a little sluggish. I got a full tummy. I'm actually a very happy man, needless to say. Fun conference. Anyways, though, before I jump into today's show, which is all about how to not microwave yourself in a sauna and a lot of other little tips about how to sauna effectively, I wanted to tell you about something pretty special because we just gave away a $6,000+ sauna over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/BG Fitness. Yeah, those are the kind of cool things you can win if you're a Facebooker and you stalk me on Facebook. But the sauna winner, I'm going to announce at the end of today's show. So if you're listening in and you entered in that contest, then stay tuned because we had, I believe, over 5,000 entries and somebody possibly listening in right now won. So stay tuned for that. So what else before we jump into today's show? Well, I am off to Finland tonight. I'm flying to Helsinki, Finland tonight to speak at a biohacking summit over there, the Finland Biohacker Summit. And of course, jet lag is one thing that I constantly have to fight with all the globetrotting that I do. There is this product that was actually created in Finland, and it's referred to as Sun in Your Pocket. So it's this bright light therapy device, and it's really cool. You put it in your ears. It's called a human charger. And what it does is it sends completely UV-free, blue-enriched white light through this LED headset to the light-sensitive regions of your brain. And the reason that it does that is because when you do that in the morning, at whatever time zone that you happen to have arrived in, it eliminates jet lag. It sends your circadian biology a message that it's morning, a very big message that it's morning because your ear canals have some really light sensitive regions in them that lead straight into your brain. You put it on for just 12 minutes and you get this huge dose of light therapy. So you can check them out at humancharger.com, but they've got a pretty special offer for anybody listening right now. You can get 20% off of a human charger. And I'll give you the code in a second, but no, this is not just for jet lag. This thing is good if you have trouble sleeping at night, if you need to adjust your sleep so you can't get to sleep at 10 p.m., so you need to start your sleep cycle earlier in the day, just throw this thing on when you get up, like 6, 7 a.m. Or if you find yourself getting up too early, you could say, okay, I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. anymore, so I'm going to turn it on at 7 a.m. I want that to be my new wake time. Lucky you, that's how late you can actually afford to sleep in. Anyways, though, so 20% off of this thing, and the code that you can use for it is BenG30HC. Gosh, that's a mouthful, but that's it. BenG, like Ben Greenfield, 30HC as in human charger. BenG30HC, and you go to humancharger.com/Ben. That's humancharger.com/Ben. It's called the Sun in Your Pocket. The human charger is recommended by 87% of the people that use it, which is huge. And I've been using it since 2015. I discovered it in Finland at a biohacking conference. Imagine that. So check it out, the human charger. Also, this podcast is brought to you by the other thing that I do when I travel a lot and I sit a lot on airplanes or in cars or at the end of a day working at a standing workstation, and that is inversion therapy. I use this thing called a teeter, T-E-E-T-E-R, inversion table. So this is the Cadillac of inversion tables. It not only comes with gravity boots, which means you can take these boots anywhere and not even have your table, like anywhere there's like a pull-up bar or anything you can hang from, you just put the gravity boots on there and hang and decompress your knees and your ankle and your hips and your spine. Your legs feel light as a feather after you finish hanging from the gravity boots or from the inversion table itself. But it also has acupressure points in it, so so you kind of like stimulate certain areas of your spine as you're hanging. And then it has like a low back stretching device, like a lumbar support device that goes in the middle of it. I hang, my kids hang, my 2 8-year-old boys hang. We haven't yet finagled mom into hanging, but we'll get her on board soon. In the meantime, though, you get a teeter inversion table, and you don't just get the inversion table. You get the gravity boots. They throw in a free pair of gravity boots, and you get free shipping. That's over $138 of savings. And all you do to get that, along with their 60-day money-back guarantee, along with free returns and all those bonus accessories like the lumbar support and the acupressure pads, you go to teeter.com, or I'm sorry, get teeter. I don't know what's going to happen if you go to teeter.com. That could be a dirty website. Go to Get Teeter. Get Teeter, GETTEETER.com/Ben. That's GetTeeter.com/Ben. No discount code that you need to know. Just go straight to that website. GetTeeter.com/Ben. And now let's learn how not to microwave ourselves. In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show.
So if we will give that same frequency back to the body, what happens is that the cells will actually start to vibrate. And in that vibration, this is how detoxification is aided. Because detoxification, which we'll go into a little deeper later, I'm sure, is all about mobilizing the toxins.
They did a second study, which was 8 weeks, and they only had people come and use the sauna after 3 p.m. And those people lost the same 4% body fat, but in half the amount of time. And they attributed it to two things, slightly lowering your cortisol levels and slightly raising your HGH.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and it's probably no secret that I'm kind of obsessed with heat therapy, meaning that for the past several years, I've talked about on the show how I go out of my way to get into a sauna multiple times per week, not just based off of all the studies they've done over in Finland on like the longevity benefits of saunas, but also to do things like increased production of growth hormone and sleep better later that night, and even get a little bit of a, as woo-woo as the term may seem, detoxification effect. And what I use is this infrared sauna. I have an actual infrared sauna in my basement. It was this kit that got sent to my house, and my kids and I put it together. And I sit in that thing just about every day, like 90% of the mornings. My morning routine is getting into my sauna, and it's like a big sauna that I can do yoga in, and I'll do like Kundalini yoga, or I'll do breath work, or sometimes I'll just bring some magazines in there that I want to get through. And I swear by the amazing feeling that I have the rest of the day when I get out of that thing. So today I thought I would get the masterminds behind not only saunas in general, but this particular sauna that I use every day is called a clear light sauna, and it's infrared. Infrared can be tough to understand. It's a little bit difficult than like the dry sauna or the steam room that you get at your gym, but it is super interesting. And there's a lot about infrared that we can delve into. And so when you finish listening to today's show, you're going to be a complete ninja in all things infrared sauna. I've got Raleigh Duncan on the show today, and Raleigh is a chiropractic physician, and he's been using saunas since 1996, designing, manufacturing, distributing specifically infrared saunas, and he works in the day-to-day operations of this Clear Light Saunas company. And then Andy Capps is also on the show as well, and Andy is the president of SaunaWorks, and they make these Clear Light saunas, and
They have worked together to do some really cool things, like combining carbon and ceramic to produce these things called hybrid heaters and eliminate EMF in saunas and utilize these things called 500 watt full spectrum heaters, all sorts of technologies that they've developed that you can have in a sauna. So today we're going to delve into how you should actually use a sauna, how you could use a sauna, what happens to your body when you use a sauna, how not to microwave yourself in a sauna, and a lot more. So guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ben. Happy to be here.
It's always awkward when we have three people on a show, right? Because you got to, everybody has to figure out who's who. So Raleigh, can you say hello and introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Raleigh. And I've been working with the infrared saunas for 20 years now. So it's definitely my passion.
Awesome. Cool. So that's the voice of Raleigh, for those of you curious. And Andy, go ahead and intro yourself.
Hey, Ben. Thanks. Good to meet you on the podcast. I'm a big believer in infrared saunas. I'm in mine literally almost every single day as well. So
I think that Andy's voice is lower and softer. What do you think, Raleigh?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You're very harsh, and Andy is softer. He has more of the radio voice.
That's what my wife says I'm just harsh. So I'm working on that.
Well, you guys know which of you are best equipped to answer which questions. But the first thing I want to ask you is about infrared in general. Most people know that infrared is different than like UVA radiation, UVB radiation from the sun, or LED light or fluorescent light. But can you just kind of go into real briefly what infrared is, and then perhaps more detail the difference between something like near infrared and far infrared, as far as how they work from a spectrum standpoint and what they do to the body's tissues?
Sure. This is Raleigh, and I'll answer that one. So probably the best way to think about it, when we start talking about different wavelengths of energy, when you mention, you know, microwave and this and that, it gets a little scary and people don't want to get fried. That's for sure. So the best way to think about it, and the way I like to talk about it, is we give off infrared from our bodies. So it's something when you get a hug from somebody and you feel that heat coming off, that's coming off from infrared. That is infrared wavelengths. So infrared is in the spectrum, and the spectrum that we've used for the longest time are in what is called in the healing rays or the healing spectrum, because it's natural to our body. It's natural to our environment. So when you go to the beach and maybe you're lying on a towel on the sand and the sun's been beating down and then a cloud covers the sun, you feel the heat coming up from the sand. So that's infrared also, or a warm building, a brick building that's been heated by the sun and maybe it's getting dusky. You walk by that building, there's this really nice heat coming off, kind of soft. So that's infrared. And so it's very safe, it's very gentle, and that's why we utilize it. And I can get into a little more detail of how that works on the tissue, but there's far infrared, there's mid infrared, and near infrared. And we have used far infrared almost exclusively for years and years and years. So you asked about how the infrared reacts with the tissue, and this is very important. So I don't know how in depth you want me to go, Ben, but I can get pretty deep with this as to how this far infrared helps the body to heal. There's something called a resonant frequency, and that's basically, if you give the same tone, let's say if you want to break a wine glass, I don't know if you've ever seen this. There used to be a commercial, Ella Fitzgerald, is it Live or is it Memorex? And she would break a wine glass just with her voice. So if you ever want to try this as a party trick, you take the wine glass, you hold it by the base, and you ping the wine glass. The wine glass will give off a note.
What do you mean? What do you mean you ping it? You like hit it with a fork or whatever?
Oh, yeah. You take your fingernail,
okay,
and you're holding the wine. You have to hold it by the bottom. So you're just going to flick it and ping the top of the wine glass, you know, by the rim. And then a note will come off. That's the wine glass's own note. And so if you want to break that wine glass, that is the same exact note you give back to the wine glass. And if you can do it with sufficient clarity and force, the wine glass will start to vibrate, okay, and then shatter. So it was Japanese scientists in the 70s that found out, their names were Inoue and Kabbalah. They found out that this same resonant frequency can be used with infrared on the body. So I talked about that we give off infrared from our bodies in the far infrared spectrum at about 9.3, 9.2 micron. So if we will give that same frequency back to the body, what happens is that the cells will actually start to vibrate. And in that vibration, this is how detoxification is aided, because detoxification, which we'll go into a little deeper later, I'm sure, is all about mobilizing the toxins. So that's how this far infrared, this very safe, gentle, familiar wavelength helps to heal the body. And that's just one of the things that it does on the tissue, mobilizes the toxins so that they can be eliminated.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that detox effects later on, just because I think sometimes it doesn't get explained well enough to people, and it winds up sounding kind of cheesy, right? Like you sweat and you detox, and somehow you completely clean out your body, you know, or do something your liver and your kidney wouldn't normally be able to do. And I do want to ask you right. about that. But before we get into that, there are a few things you touched on there that I think are kind of funky. The human body produces infrared light. Has that ever been measured? I mean, is that a well-known fact in science, or how exactly does that work? I mean, if we produce light, how do we do it?
Well, this is Andy. Not all infrared is actually perceived as light. Far infrared is actually perceived as heat. Everything in the world gives off and receives infrared in some wavelength. You know, a perfect example, put your hands together, then move them about an inch apart. That heat you feel between your hands is far infrared heat. So it's all around us. It's totally safe. Everything, again, gives off infrared heat. They even use it to keep newborn babies warm in hospitals. So, it's pretty much everywhere.
Okay, gotcha. So we know that we're producing these infrared rays, and humans, you said, produce primarily far infrared?
Exactly. It's based on, there's a scientific principle called Wien's law or Planck's law. The only variable is the surface temperature. With our 90-degree surface temperature of our skin, that comes out to about 9.4 microns, which is in the far infrared band.
Okay, gotcha. So humans don't produce the near infrared or the mid infrared, primarily just the far infrared.
Exactly. We do have saunas that offer near infrared and mid infrared. We feel the way we look at it is that's an enhancement. The near infrared will penetrate a little deeper into your body. It'll help raise your core body temperature. It's good for relaxing your muscles. It's good for your skin. So it enhances the benefits of the far infrared. But the way we look at infrared therapy, and that's what we kind of, you know, we call it an infrared sauna, but it's really more about infrared therapy. It just happens to be that sauna environment. We can put infrared heaters all around you, have the infrared heat on your body. You're not wearing any clothing in there. So all of that, you know, it's a great environment for it. But we believe that near infrared enhances the far infrared therapy.
Okay. And then what is the difference between the near and the far and the mid?
The technical difference is the size of the wavelength. So if you looked at like almost like a bell curve, it's the distance from peak to peak. And so there's actually infrared is a very wide wavelength. It starts at basically 0 microns and goes up to 1,000. We mostly, after 1,000 is where microwaves are, we mostly look at the range in the 6 to 12 micron range for far infrared and the 0 to 5.5 for near and mid.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. So in terms of the difference in the micron of the wavelength, how does that affect the human body? Like if I'm shining, say, like far infrared on my body, how is that going to be absorbed differently or react differently with tissues than, say, like a near or a mid? Has that been studied?
It has. Here's the big distinction. Near is really different because if you put near infrared into the body, all right, you have a near infrared source, it goes much deeper because it is not trapped or stopped by water. All right, so it will go much deeper into the body. So it's great for healing, heating the core and things like that. But it doesn't have that resonant frequency. It doesn't do the same thing on the
passes right through them. So if you want to heat the core, NIR is really good. It's also good at different skin conditions, things like that. But we look at mainly if someone really wants to heat the body up, like your sauna, you have the NIR, mid, and those big heaters in the front, that's going to heat the core much faster.
Right.
Where with the FAR, we're wanting to get that resonant frequency. We want to get the toxins out. And then also what happens with the tissue is you get a vasodilation. And that's probably one of the biggest things that happens in the body as to why infrared saunas work so well. So it's not magic. It's actually very scientific.
Okay, gotcha. So the NIR is going to heat the body, but it's not going to actually cause the cells of the body to vibrate based on the frequency of the actual infrared wavelength.
That's correct. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
And we see it as two parts to infrared therapy. There's, you know, the far infrared band between that 6 and 12 microns, your body absorbs the infrared at about 9.4 microns. That stimulates your lymphatic, immune, and cardiovascular systems, and your body's response is to sweat. But then on a cellular level, when water is exposed to infrared at a particular wavelength, which is right around 6 microns, it actually vibrates. So the idea is that the vibration of those cells cleaves off toxins and they get eliminated through your various elimination systems. So there's kind of two parts. There's whole body therapy and then there's cellular therapy when it comes to infrared.
Okay, got it. Now, another question that I have before we get into some of the physiological effects of sauna exposure is this idea that, like, when you're in a sauna, technically there's not just infrared, right? There's like electricity and there's radiation and there are all these other components that are present inside of a sauna. And that's something that I'm constantly cognizant of. Like I did a podcast a few months ago where I talked about like the steam rooms at gyms and how a lot of people will go in there and, you know, like breathe the eucalyptus and everything. But in many cases, whatever water is being used in that gym, you're breathing in in really concentrated amounts, right? Like, so if that water has fluoride or chlorine or birth control pills or pharmaceutical derivatives or anything else in it, like you're breathing it in. Or the same thing, like if you go to a dry sauna at the gym or at your house, you know, that huge like coil heater, a lot of times is putting out a lot of electricity. It's putting out a lot of EMF, you know, similar to, you know, what you might get from a cell phone or a Wi-Fi router. So in the case of something like an infrared sauna, what's going on when you get inside of an infrared sauna when it comes to your exposure to electricity?
So that's one of the things that we really worked on, was to eliminate any hazards to the human body, because number one, you don't want to do any harm. That's an oath I took, to not do harm. And if people going into the sauna, they want to heal. So we've checked for VOCs. We checked just any electrical pollution, you know, that EMF, ELF, all these things. And we worked tirelessly to eliminate this, and where it couldn't be 100% eliminated, to get it down below thresholds of concern, so that when you're in the sauna, at least for in our saunas, in the clear light, you can be assured that it's safe, it's healthy, and you're going to have a good sauna experience. So,
well, what do you mean? Like, how do you lower the amount of EMF that a heater would produce, for example? How's that done from a mechanical standpoint?
So that was very daunting for us. In fact, the backstory is that the large carbon ceramic panels that we use, we wanted to put in our saunas. So there's been a 6 generations of heaters in the past 20 years. So we've successively moved towards these large carbon ceramic panels because they give off the best wavelength. But we couldn't put them in our saunas until we figured out, Ben, how to lower and then really eliminate the EMF. And that took us about 3 years working with a very good heater manufacturer and going back and forth. Initially, we thought it would be about shielding the EMF. And in the end, how we did it was that it was actually 2 heaters that are put together. So these are large flat heaters, and they're out of phase with each other. So EMF comes out, if you've heard the term 60 hertz, you know, in the wiring in our electrical system in the US. And so that means that 60 times every second, there is a peak and a trough, as the AC current oscillates. And at the top of that and at the bottom of that, EMF is thrown off. So by putting two heaters together, one on top of the other at 180 degrees, when the top heater is kicking off EMF at the top of this oscillation, the bottom one is kicking off the corollary or the negative part of that, and it cancels out the EMF. And we found that the most effective way, and we were the first ones to pioneer this type of technology in the infrared sauna. And that really revolutionized the whole industry. And we wanted these big heaters because they gave that very important, very large percentage of that 9.3 micron. So we could get that resonant frequency so we could detox and really optimize the healing of the human body. So okay. that's been our journey. Yeah.
So basically the frequencies are canceling each other out.
That's it, exactly. And that's really the best way to do it. We found that by the time we had the heater shielded from EMF, there was virtually no heat coming off. So then we went back to the drawing board. It was a long process. And the solution was so simple. It was like one of those things that was right before our eyes. But it took us a while to get there.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, based off what you said, there's two different types of electricity that you'd normally need to be concerned about in a sauna. Is that correct? The EMF, but then there's also ELF?
Exactly. ELF is the electric field. We don't, you know, looking at the research, we don't see as much that ELF is as harmful as EMF. There is a lot of research from cancer on down, that negative part of EMF. With the ELF, we see more people tend to be more sensitive to that. So we're actually the only sauna company that shields the sauna from the ELF. What we do is we run metal conduit in the walls to shield the wiring. We actually carbonize a mesh in front of the heaters and ground it in order to cancel the ELF. We run metal tape in the ceiling wherever there's any wires to cancel out the ELF. So our saunas are the only ones that are both EMF and ELF free, so they're very, very safe that way.
Okay, gotcha. So you're not going to microwave yourself when you're inside this sauna.
Exactly, no. Quite the opposite.
All right, so this kind of relates to another question that I wanted to ask you, and that is the difference between like an infrared and a dry sauna. Like when I get out of an infrared, when I first step in, it's not quite as hot. You know, I preheat mine for 20 or 30 minutes before I actually hop in. But when I'm in there, like the air isn't as hot, but I break out in this intense sweat that I don't get from a dry sauna or from a steam sauna. Why is it that you sweat more in an infrared versus a dry or a wet sauna?
That's a great question. And that's really been because the infrared wavelength goes deeper into the tissue. So it's not about heating with the air. And that's what you notice. But probably when you've been in there 5 minutes or so, it feels like the air temperature's gone up. So the regular kind of what we call a traditional box of hot rocks, Finnish sauna, that heats by heating up the air. It heats the air to 200, 220 degrees. And then the heating medium of the air, that's what's heating your body. Infrared's completely different in that the wavelength comes off the heaters and then it doesn't give up its energy until it penetrates inch and a half into the soft tissue. So a totally different thing. Now, also with the traditional type of sauna, the box of hot rock sauna, once you start to perspire, now you've got a layer of water in between you and the heating source, the hot air. And infrared, it just comes straight through and keeps on going. So that's the biggest difference. And you feel that. You feel that. That's what you've talked about.
I'm going to interrupt today's show to tell you a joke. That's right, a joke. Might as well lighten up the mood a little bit. Jeez, we're talking about like frying ourselves to death inside the wrong kind of sauna. Anyways, though, so there's this big chess tournament that was taking place in New York City at the Plaza in New York. And after the first day's competition, a whole bunch of the winners were sitting around in the foyer of the hotel and they're talking about their matches and bragging about how wonderfully they played. And after a few drinks, they start getting louder and louder. And finally, the desk clerk at the hotel can't take any more. And so he kicks them out. And then next next morning, the manager called the desk clerk into his office and he told him there'd been many complaints about him being so rude to the hotel guests. And instead of kicking him out, he should have just asked them to be less noisy. And the clerk responded and said, "I'm sorry, but if there's one thing I can't stand, it's chestnuts boasting in an open foyer." Get it? Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. All right. Well, that fell flat. Anyways, the reason I bring this up is because it is actually chestnut season, and chestnuts roasting on an open fire are something that everybody loves. If you haven't yet fresh roasted chestnuts in your home, it is freaking amazing. You can bake them in the oven at about 425 for 10 or 15 minutes until the outside of the skin starts to peel off. You can also cook them on the stovetop, or if you're really nuts, over an open flame. But chestnuts you can get from today's sponsor, nuts.com. And when you order chestnuts or any other nuts or seeds or flowers or chocolates or gifts or anything else from nuts.com, you get 4 free samples on any of their tasty treats from around the world delivered straight to your door. So those 4 free samples are a $15 value. You get to choose from over 50 different options. And all you need to do is go to nuts.com/fitness. That's nuts.com/fitness to get those 4 free samples with your order. So go to nuts.com/fitness. Get yourself some chestnuts. And if you didn't like that joke, just go to the comment section and tell me a better one. Also, this podcast is brought to you by this special powder that's got, it's only got 4 grams of carbohydrates in it, but a ton of dietary fiber, 14% of your dietary fiber, 2 grams of protein, 31 milligrams of calcium, 2 grams of iron, 15 milligrams of sodium, organic wheatgrass, wheat juice powder, organic horseradish tree. Did I just say wheat juice powder? Oh boy, everybody who's paleo just quit listening. Wheatgrass juice powder, organic horseradish tree, organic spirulina, chlorella, organic matcha green tea, coconut water powder, organic ashwagandha extract, organic red beet, organic turmeric, and a host of other ingredients all shoved into this tiny bottle. It's pretty impressive. I don't know why they didn't put chestnuts in there, but they should have. Either way, it tastes pretty good, and you get a fat discount on this stuff. It is 20% that you save on this bottle, and I use this whenever I make a smoothie. It's bengreenfieldfitness.com/fitlife for this green juice powder. bengreenfieldfitness.com/fitlife, and you'll save 20% off this Organifi green juice powder. Enjoy.
Can it get dangerous after a while? Because I know, like, they make, I actually want to try this out. They make infrared cookers for turkeys, for example, where you can actually cook a whole turkey inside this infrared grill. And supposedly it gets like super crispy on the outside and the flesh is like, you know, like butter on the inside because the infrared actually penetrates the tissue of the turkey. I was thinking about that the other day when I was in my sauna. I'm like, what happens if I stay in here for like 2 or 3 hours? I mean, have they done studies to see like how long you should actually stay in a sauna?
You know, we've looked at a lot of that over the years. Generally, we say a maximum of 45 minutes. You know, the wavelengths they're using to cook the turkey are the much shorter wavelengths at higher temperatures, and that's why they're cooking. You know, you're not going to cook in our far infrared saunas or our full spectrum sauna either. You know, the infrared sauna is raising your core body temperature, and that's one of the reasons why you're feeling really hot. But there's really no danger there. You know, we say a maximum of 45 minutes. After that point, you're really starting to sweat out some good minerals. So we say leave it to about 45 minutes, and that's a very, very safe range. And for people that are infirm, we say start out a little bit slower, maybe start with 15 or 20 minutes. You can even start with the door open for a little bit, you know, just to acclimate yourself to it. Some people who have heavier toxic loads need to do that. They need to start out slower, get the toxins mobilized and moving out of their bodies before they actually really delve in too deep.
Right. Right. Now, before we delve into this whole detox effect, I should paint you guys a picture of my sauna because you might kind of like it. You mentioned the minerals. So I've got these big glass bottles that I put minerals into, right? So I use trace liquid minerals, put them into the glass bottles. And I picked up this trick from Rick Rubin, who I've had on the show before. And he has these big dry barrel saunas. That's what he uses. He's got a dry barrel right. sauna. And then he has a bucket of ice, like a metal bucket of ice outside of his with a commercial ice maker. The way that I do things is I've got the infrared sauna, and then outside my house, I've got like a cold pool that I'll jump into afterwards. Nice. To get that hot cold contrast. But right. I have these big glass bottles that I can put trace liquid minerals into. So I can stay in my infrared sauna. I'll stay in there sometimes 45 to 60 minutes, but I've got the glass bottles in there as well to allow me to maintain minerals and maintain water intake while I'm in there. The other thing that I do is I use wakefulness enhancing oils. So I'll take like peppermint oil, or I'll take another one that I've used is cinnamon oil, vanilla oil, and I'll sprinkle a few drops of this essential oil around the floor of the sauna. So kind of as the infrared heats up the sauna, you get this essential oil diffused into the air. So you get aromatherapy at the same time that you're doing the sauna. And then the
very cool.
The last thing that I do, and I get laughed at for this sometimes by my wife, is I'll take my laptop and set it outside the sauna, because I don't take anything electric into the sauna, like, you know, my phone or anything like that. But I'll set up like yoga DVDs, you know, like Kundalini yoga and stuff like that. And I'll be watching an instructor like through the glass window of the sauna, walking me through a routine. And I'll do a full yoga routine in my sauna. So I've got all these stupid little things I do inside the sauna, but I'm constantly figuring out ways to make it work better. Detoxification, though, is what you were just talking about. And I'm curious how the detoxification effect actually occurs in a sauna. Can you go into that?
So it's this is Raleigh again. So it's all about mobilizing the toxins. So you even have people that say, oh, detox, that's a myth. We detox all the time. And that's true. The body will detox itself all the time. The problem is, Ben, there's 80,000 chemicals in our environment now that our great grandparents didn't have to deal with. So we have to somehow up the level of detox and help our body to do that. And what the infrared sauna does is it helps to mobilize the toxins. So once the toxins are mobilized, they're going to go into interstitial fluid in the body, and there's four pathways of elimination. And you're going to have the toxins going out either through the liver, through urine, through feces. Toxins will come out also through exhalation. And of course, the big one that we want to do that's going to bypass all that is going to be through sweating. So those are the ways to do it. But in that mobilization, that's going to enlist what we talked about in that vasodilation, all right? The vasodilation, that resonant frequency, liberating the toxin from the cell so that it can be eliminated. And that's how it works. And there's been studies that have shown this and the efficacy of detoxing in a sauna. So it's a pretty well standardized thing now.
What is it that's causing the vasodilation? Is it an actual nitric oxide release or something else?
There's a natural nitric oxide release, yes, that comes out, and that just happens. And so think about it this way. When you get the vasodilation and all the capillaries and everything, the blood vessels open up, what happens is the blood pressure drops. Then the heart senses that, and it says, oh, wow, blood pressure is going down. We better start pumping some blood. So then we call this a passive cardio. So your heart's going to pump faster to move blood through the body. Now, with that, you're taking nutrients around in the body, and you're eliminating and pulling out chemicals and toxins and boosting the immune system and all the other things. Any type of healing is going to happen at a faster rate, boosting the metabolism. So
there's this idea that you can use things like, you know, nitric oxide precursors or niacin or high dose caffeine, things of that nature, mm-hmm. to accelerate that effect. Have you guys looked into or researched anything like supplementation to enhance or accelerate the amount of detoxification that can occur when you're inside an infrared?
The most famous one, and the one that we're closest to is in a knowledge base, is definitely niacin. Because niacin has been used to help the body to flush out the toxins, and it does that same action. They use niacin to great success with saunas for Gulf War veterans, for 9/11 first responders, for different people that had high levels of toxicity. And this was all shown by Dr. Yu and Dr. Root by actually taking fat samples. And so you take fat samples before and you take fat samples afterwards. And that's like the gold standard of, are we removing toxins? But niacin has definitely been very effective and works in synergy with any type of sauna, but even better with an infrared sauna.
Now, some people complain about like the flush, you know, the tingling mm-hmm. sensation that you get with niacin. I don't know if you guys know about this, but there's a form of niacin called inositol hexaniacinate. There's a company called Thorne that makes one called Niasafe. It's like a non-flushing form of niacin. I've used that in the sauna once I realized that the niacin was pretty uncomfortable. And this stuff's works very similarly. You get this same type of increase of blood flow, and you sweat a lot more, but you don't get that same type of flushing effect.
Yeah, I think that would be a good remedy for people who just don't like the flush or don't want to experience that, and works the same. That's correct.
Gotcha. And what about like caffeine or anything else that you could put into your system aside from niacin? Do you guys experiment with anything else?
I haven't. Andy, anything?
Really. No, not with caffeine. No.
The only caffeine I do is my first cup in the morning. That's about
okay,
it.
Gotcha. Yeah, caffeine can definitely, it can accelerate basically it opens up pores. It causes a little bit of vasodilation. It increases body heat. So that's another one I've found to work pretty well in combination with infrared. So I'll do, you know, coffee and or niacin beforehand. And then, of course, like the water with the trace liquid minerals during. So
gotcha.
Dangerous can that be, though? I mean, can you, obviously you have to be careful about mineral loss and replenishment of minerals, but with this whole detoxification effect, like is it dangerous? Like how often can you do it? How long can you do sauna? And one of the reasons I asked too is I know, for example, the Finnish research that they've done on how saunas can increase longevity. You know, these guys, I think were in there, you know, in a sauna 5 days a week for anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes. Obviously a traditional, you know, smoke finish dry sauna, not an infrared sauna, which I think they would think would be blasphemous over there versus the big rock saunas. But either way, like how often can you do this?
You could be in there 4 to 5 times a week, even every day. You know, you are losing some good minerals in addition to the toxins. So you want to make sure you're eating a healthy diet. You know, mineral supplementation like you're doing is a great way to go. You know, for 99% of the people, detox is not a problem. There are some people that will have different types of reactions. Like, for example, people with Lyme disease, they can have what's called a Herxheimer reaction. Their body's detoxing too fast, and it actually just makes them feel really, really sick. It's almost flu-like symptoms. So for those people that are detoxing fast or have a lot of toxins that are being mobilized and they're starting to react to it, we just ask them to slow down, you know, take a step back, do it, you know, once a week, then twice a week. But, you know, for most people that are healthy, no problem. There's a lot of sauna centers that have opened up around the country using our saunas. All they do is infrared saunas. They're doing, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 sessions a month. And we've never heard of any issues with anybody that way. So it's very, very safe.
What do you mean sauna facilities? Like places you go just to sit in a sauna?
Yeah, they're actually infrared sauna centers. They call them sauna studios. There's Higher Dose, there's Perspire. And these are centers that all they have is our infrared saunas there. People are going in, sitting in the sauna, on a pay per session basis, and they're extremely popular.
Interesting. Now, do they have like exercise sessions as well? I mean, can you go like do spin classes surrounded by infrared or anything like that?
Some of them do. Some of them, there's one sauna sensation that has the vibration machines in there as well. So you can combine both the vibration machine with the infrared sauna. Some are located associated with gyms, so you can, you know, partake in, you know, gym facilities and the infrared sauna. So it varies. Some are strictly just infrared sauna centers as well.
Okay, gotcha. Now, are you guys familiar at all with Dr. Rhonda Patrick and some of the research that she's done or spoken of with regard to the production of heat shock proteins as a response to sauna?
Yes. In fact, Rhonda's down here in the Bay Area, and she's really done some great work, on the effects of heat in the body. So I follow her pretty closely, yeah. It's amazing what she's found out.
Can you talk a little bit about heat shock proteins and how that actually works? Can either of you speak intelligently to that topic?
Yeah, I can. And Rhonda's, that's sort of her bailiwick, but it seems to work very well in a way of
maintain, you can maintain, my understanding, you can maintain muscle mass in periods of time by going in something like a sauna, even if you're not working out. So,
that's the same thing that I found is this production of these heat shock proteins essentially induces almost like a hormetic response, very similar to what you would get if you were to, say, lift weights. You know, it basically decreases the rate at which sarcopenia would occur, or decreases the rate at which muscle loss would occur. So, like, if you're injured, not only do you get the increased blood flow and the increased lymph flow that's necessary to accelerate the healing response, but the cool thing is that you produce these heat shock proteins that helps you to maintain some muscle. So I think it's almost like a cool hack if you're injured or if you can't work out every day.
Yep. Yeah. So then that expands our knowledge of what a sauna, how that's going to help someone who's working out regularly. You know, before we would talk about the obvious benefits that you're going to keep flexibility. You're going to allow your ligaments and tendons, everything to soften up. So if you go in before a workout, you're probably going to have a better chance of not getting injured. And then after a workout, of course, people use saunas for years and years to take the lactic acid out. But now this is advancing. Rhonda's work is just advancing our knowledge of what we can do. So it's really fascinating work.
When you talk about post-workout use of a sauna, probably the most popular thing that's come up of late are the studies that have been done on erythropoietin production, or red blood cell precursors. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they've found that when athletes finish an exercise session, right, so they're already hot after the exercise session, and then they do about 30 to 40 minutes of sauna, it actually simulates the same amount of erythropoietin production that you'd get with, like, the illegal use of, like, you know, EPO injections that, like, Tour de France riders would use. And there was one really interesting study I just tweeted that shows that even though the results disappear more quickly than what you would get from, say, like, altitude training up in the mountains, the use of a sauna or the use of heat therapy in combination with exercise actually causes the same performance at altitude as actual altitude training. Again, the effects disappear more quickly, but the effects are just the same as altitude training, which is really interesting for people who can't get up into the mountains to train.
Wow. It's very interesting work. I saw that study, and if you think about it also, as this blood flow increases in your body, you're bringing more oxygenated blood. And I don't know if you've seen some of the HRV things that are coming out now. I know, you know, HRV is being used to train now. And we're seeing a lot of correlations of improvement in HRV of people just using the sauna. So that has effects on how you sleep and, you know, how your stress level is. So there's a lot of effects. So I think we're mining and understanding the effects of this. And in the next 5-10 years, because the technology for testing has gotten so much better, we're going to understand a lot more of how this is helping the body. We know it does help the body, but we're understanding it a little more every year.
Yeah, it actually is pretty interesting, the research that they've done specifically on the sympathetic activity of the nervous system, or the regulation of the autonomic nervous system, and the use of sauna. So, you know, obviously the plasma volume expansion and the increase in blood volume is one effect from a cardiovascular standpoint. But this idea that you see an improvement in HRV, and I think the interesting thing is in most cases what I've seen is an improvement in what's called the sympathetic nervous system score, which is the parts of the nervous system that tends to be more, to use the highly scientific term, beat up in like CrossFitters or extreme athletes, like people who are doing a lot of glycolytic work, strength training, stuff like that. It appears to be one of the better methods for actually kind of regulating your autonomic nervous system, or regulating your heart rate variability. So it's really interesting.
That's it. It is really interesting. And then the implications for the entire society are huge. Because when I look around, everybody today is so stressed out. I did a poll one time. I walked around for a week, and everybody I met, I would ask them, do you feel stressed out? And I did not have one person, Ben, that said, no, I'm fine. Everything's great. So when you get into that, we think that the infrared, from what we've seen in the HRV studies, is you're resetting the sympathetic parasympathetic tone.
So you're more into parasympathetic. So in that way, your stress level's going down. And as we know, stress is related to all kinds of diseases. So we see this as a good tool against the tide of just a stressed out world.
Probably depends on what you're doing in the sauna too. I mean, I'll admit I've got some sessions where I'll take a kettlebell into my sauna and just destroy myself,
yeah.
You know, and be covered in sweat and wanting to like scrape at the walls and get out and go jump in the cold pool. And I would imagine I'm probably getting a potential decrease in sympathetic tone or a little bit more of a beat up effect on the nervous system from something like that. But I'll do that. For example, if I'm getting ready for a race at altitude or a race in the
right.
heat, just because, you know, that's the other thing that they suggest, that the improved performance that you see after heat therapy is not just due to the increase in blood volume, but the other proposed mechanism of action is that you actually increase your pain tolerance, your discomfort mm-hmm. tolerance. And there's this idea that the central governor, the part of the brain that would normally kick in and shut you down from exercising when your rating of perceived exertion gets to a certain level, that kicks in at a later point mm-hmm. if you've experienced extreme heat discomfort or regular heat exposure.
Right. Well, and that's something that we've seen after talking to the people that are running sauna centers and spas, and our own experience is that people coming out of the saunas, and you may have experienced this yourself, they usually have a smile on their face. And that's because dopamine is being released, serotonin, endorphins. And so when you talk about pain, these are some of the things. I mean, who doesn't want to feel better and happier? So this can do it naturally and very easily.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've seen some of that research that shows like the production of a lot of anti-inflammatory compounds like noradrenaline mm-hmm. and adrenaline and cortisol and growth hormones. But it should be noted, though, that those are acting differently than like a synthetic vitamin C or a synthetic vitamin E or even
exactly.
like, you know, glutathione or curcumin or a lot of these antioxidants that people are shoving into their body. I actually don't recommend those post-exercise. I like the use of a sauna post-exercise based off of what they've shown in terms of blood volume and everything. But the anti-inflammatory effects are different than these other like supplements, because what supplements can do, or what even like a cold bath can do, is it can blunt the inflammatory response to the extent to where you don't actually get the same hormetic effect of exercise. You don't get the same response to exercise. You can almost kind of shoot yourself in the foot by like dumping a bunch of
right.
whatever, like high ORAC berry powder into your body post-workout. But what the sauna is doing is it's more increasing growth hormone, adrenaline and noradrenaline. You mentioned like the drop in lactic acid, probably from the vasodilation,
exactly.
increase in nitric oxide. So it's actually a smart choice for post-workout, a smarter choice than an ice bath, really.
Well, it's interesting too. Binghamton University used one of our saunas for a weight loss study, and they found on average people lost about 4% body fat in 16 weeks. But the part they found significant was the people that used the sauna later in the day lost more body fat. So they did a second study, which was 8 weeks, and they found the people, and they only had people come and use the sauna after 3 p.m. And those people lost the same 4% body fat, but in half the amount of time. And they attributed it to two things, slightly lowering your cortisol levels and slightly raising your HGH. So, you know, it has that overall effect on your whole body.
That's interesting. And actually that surprises me, not to be too contrarian here. Like I would imagine, just if noradrenaline and adrenaline and epinephrine were being increased, you'd actually see a slight increase in cortisol, which would seem to make sense based on the fact that you see an increase in like sympathetic nervous system activity with the use of a sauna. So I wonder if it's like a short-term cortisol increase, like an acute cortisol increase in the sauna, followed by a decrease in cortisol, you know, after you've finished the sauna, kind of like what we see with exercise, right? Like exercise stresses you out, but the long-term effect is it de-stresses you.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think you hit the nail on the head. And this was a pretty short study, so we're probably going to go back and do a bigger one and see if we can figure out a little more. But what was impressive was just to lose that amount of body fat over a short period of time and not do anything, but just show up, get in the sauna, listen to some music, and then go home. So that was impressive.
Yeah, it is. And I know they've done some studies in mice as well in terms of insulin resistance. They've studied diabetic mice. I don't know if you guys saw this study. in terms of heat treatment in diabetic mice, and they caused a 30% decrease in insulin levels and a very similar decrease in blood glucose levels, just again from the use of, you know, nothing going on there in terms of exercise or diet. The only variable that they threw in was heat exposure for these little mice, probably
right
lounging around in a sauna reading magazines.
That's it. There was a hamster study too that was done putting hamsters in the infrared, and that increased, they showed the nitric oxide, which is all the the different chemicals that are used for erectile dysfunction. You know, that's what they're doing. They're increasing the nitric oxide. So, you know, it shows another benefit of that. So
it does. And when you bring up erectile dysfunction, it reminds me of another study that I recently posted. And this one was really very interesting. They found that, and you guys can tell me, by the way, I meant to ask you this about the actual nanometers, because I guess they use nanometers to measure the intensity of the light in some of these studies. And they found that for men who expose their testicles for 5 to 8 minutes per day to a wavelength of, it was between 600 and 700 nanometers of infrared light, they tripled their testosterone levels in response to that light exposure.
Wow. No, I hadn't seen that one. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, yeah. this is what I wanted to ask you guys. Do you know the actual wavelength put out by, for example, you know, in my clear light sanctuary, there are two red heaters like on the front of it. Do you know if that falls between the 600 to 700 nanometer, like if I were to say sauna in the nude?
It does. Those, the full spectrum heaters are, basically between zero and we tend to look at it as microns, so I have to convert, but it's about between zero and 1,000. So you are getting that 600.
Okay, gotcha. Interesting. All right. Well, if I burn my balls off, I'm going to blame you guys. But
I would stand. Right.
You know what's kind of funny is what I've been doing is I have another infrared light. It's like a light strip, and I actually have that in my office. And most people who are talking to me on consults or during podcasts, et cetera, don't really know this, but there's been times when I just pull my pants down and straddle the light and let myself bathe in all the glory of the infrared light. So lots of ways.
You might have to charge more now, Ben, now that people know that. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So this is really cool stuff. And I know, first of all, for those of you who want access to like not just the research that we've been talking about, but also everything from like, you know, the niacin that I recommend and the minerals I'll even put a link to the infrared turkey fryer for anybody who wants to fry a turkey this Thanksgiving using infrared. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/saunapodcast. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/saunapodcast. If you want to delve into the research, and also I've written some articles about this. For example, I have an article about the exact workout that I actually do in the clear light sauna. I also have a really comprehensive article about everything from growth hormone to nitric oxide release to the production of heat shock proteins, a lot of scientifically proven reasons that I personally am kind of addicted to my daily sauna. And then also, this will probably make you guys grit your teeth, Raleigh and Andy, but I've actually hacked my sauna. So I ripped the wood off the top, and I insulated it to make it get hotter, and I stuck like a wine cork in the temperature sensor and kind of destroyed the sauna that I have, the clear light sauna that I have, in terms of beauty. But it's extremely functional when it comes to heat production. So I would imagine that we should probably insert a disclaimer here that I do not endorse destroying your sauna and insulating it, but
we don't recommend that.
Yeah. You guys don't recommend that, but should you want the instructions, I will put those in the show notes as well. Just for any of you biohackers out there. And you guys, we have a special discount for anybody listening in, right?
We do. If we have a website, one of our websites, healwithheat.com. HEALWITHHEAT.com. Use the discount code Ben, and you can save up to $450 off of our regular price. We're also throwing in an additional ergonomic backrest at no charge. So just visit HEALWITHHEAT.com and mention Ben and get the discount. We also have a toll-free number. It's 800-317-5070. That's 800-317-5070.
Okay. Got it. Cool. And the main thing here I want to emphasize for those of you listening in is that you can't just go out and get any old infrared sauna. You need to be careful that you choose something that is, as we described today, low ELF and low EMF. And then as far as the protocol goes, I mean, you know, I personally, like I mentioned to you guys, you know, I'm in there 4 to 5 days a week for 30 to 60 minutes. But make sure that you include minerals. You know, if you experiment with niacin, you know, make sure you kind of read some of the articles I've written on that, so you know what you're doing as far as doses and stuff like that goes. But I'm a huge fan of saunas, and Andy and Raleigh, I want to thank you guys for actually creating a sauna that allows me to get my daily sauna without microwaving myself.
you're most welcome. It's been a great journey.
Or turning myself into a Thanksgiving turkey.
That's right. We want to avoid that.
All right. Well, if you're listening in, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/sauna podcast. If you want to get the fat discount on one of these saunas, just go to healwithheat.com and you can use the discount code Ben. You get $450 off. You get the cool little ergonomic backrest too thrown in with your sauna. And I am serious. Like, these things are easy to set up. My boys and I got the kit to our front door, and within 2 hours, like, we had built the entire sauna, like this huge sauna that you can do yoga in. So, and that one's called the Sanctuary, by the way. And that's the one, by the way, also that we just gave away on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Facebook page. So if you stay tuned to the end of this podcast, which is coming up in just a moment, you'll get to hear who actually won that sauna. It might be you if you're listening in. So so Raleigh, Andy, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
All right, here we go. As promised, if you're listening in and you want to find out if you won that Clearlight Sanctuary full spectrum sauna, the same one that I use every morning to do all my crazy yoga acrobatics in and get a full sweat on, well, after 30 days and nearly 5,000 entries from 24 countries like Italy, Ireland, Australia, the UK, New Zealand, Canada, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Portugal, Finland, Germany, and of course, the newly crowned Donald Trump's good old US of A, and 12 other countries, so all over the world, really. The grand prize winner of the Clearlight Sanctuary 2 Full Spectrum Sauna with free shipping right to your door, as selected by random drawing over at random.org is what we use for that, for those of you who want to do random giveaways. So the winner is, I hope you're sitting back, it's a female, so that just narrowed down 50% of you, a huge worldwide sigh from a bunch of dudes. It is Emily Johnson of Denver, Colorado. Woohoo! Insert the party noises here, the fireworks exploding, the little things that you blow in and out of, the kazoos, everything, every noise that you make when you win a giant sauna, because that doesn't happen very often. So congratulations, Emily. This is your lucky day. Clearlight's going to be getting in touch with you very soon, and in December, just in time for the holidays, you will be enjoying and sweating in a beautiful, life-changing Clearlight Sanctuary full-spectrum sauna.
All right, folks. Well, this is Ben Greenfield along with Raleigh and Andy from Clearlight Saunas signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have a healthy week.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.